Chapter 75. Nicole Johansson sat in Ron's office sipping the hot Dunkin' Donuts coffees that Ron got for their meeting. She was transitioning from summer with some hitches. At 36, Nicole was a widow with an adopted child. She met her late husband at Summit, where they taught together. Then the accident and the surgery and his dying all happened while they both taught at Summit. Sandy Hums admired Nicole's strength and class. She made her the consulting teacher at Hills in order to give her a fresh start. Nicole accepted her transfer and elevation with gratitude. Sandy had hired Nicole, who knew that she was as tough as nails but a fair boss. She gave her small gifts of celebration and hugged her with the empathy of loss. They were tight. But Sandy had an authoritarian style. She would just tell you how things were going to be, and if you did not agree, you would learn to agree. Nicole did not really have a clear picture of Ron yet. She heard the stories about him delivering supplies himself, and the story about him walking around in socks. She thought that they were amusing. She kept in mind that he had been Sandy's choice for a position that she had held in the district. He was her first hire. Marilyn Seeger was a powerful voice at Summit. Her husband had been a vice principal at Hills. Their children went through the school system. She was just 55 years old and feeling on top of her game. She knew Sandy Helms quite well and had been in the district longer than Sandy. She was chatting with Nicole about book orders and whether they needed to trade books between the schools to fill a short-term need for a particular text when Ron came into the room. They did some small talk about how things were opening up. Ron listened and encouraged the two women to just use the meeting as they saw fit. He drank his coffee and listened attentively. They obviously knew exactly what they were doing. "As I see things," said Ron, "I'm totally at your mercy. You know the systems better than I do. You know the strengths and weaknesses. My job is to learn what you need. That way we can all get what we want." Nicole smiled and thought, "Well, this is a different approach." Marilyn felt that Ron had started with a respectful tone. "I also need you to be able to be my sounding board when it comes to the faculty until I can get to know them." Ron grinned. "We are English departments. I am sure we come complete with our drama. Some people are unhappy about the amount of room changes they have in their schedules," said Marilyn. "Okay," Ron nodded. "Everyone has a schedule for the entire department in their binders. If they come up with ideas that work, we can make the switch. It's not always within the department. A lot of the newer teachers don't really have rooms of their own, and vice principals sometimes have to schedule other departments into their classrooms for periods when they don't have class," said Nicole. "Both schools are full," said Ron. "Send me those conflicts, and I'll work them out with the building principals." Nicole smiled. She would give them to him, but it wasn't going to be fun for him to try to get any changes made. "What do the teachers think about the pre-conferences?" said Ron. "Most of them really like it," said Marilyn. "You have to expect that some will not like change, and you, dear Ron, are definitely change." Ron laughed. "We're on our honeymoon. Let's hope it's welcome change." Marilyn blushed a little. As the meeting was breaking up, Nicole said to him privately, "You might want to keep your shoes on."